Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
As they say, and hey, I just clicked record while I was still talking. That's okay. This is Gonzo Ed Wood style radio show at its best. My name is Mal. With me, as always,
Promi.
And this is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, bringing you music and talking. And that's about it, I guess. So what have we got going on this week, man? We survived another clock change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that happened. What is that called?
Daylight savings. It's called Confuse Everyone in the
Fall
World
behind.
Day.
Yeah.
This is the worst one. The springing forward, I don't care about that because I like time change, but oh, God.
I'm a generally peaceful guy, but we could fight over that.
I mean,
physically, yeah.
Getting home at 5 o'clock, and it's dark out. You know, I'm using a flashlight to find my keys. You know, that's
I mean, that part sucks, but for a few days, it feels like I actually do get to sleep in.
Good point.
For a few days, until the body adjusts, yeah. And it starts getting lighter out. I mean, you know, winter solstice is like the longest day of the year. I mean, it starts getting brighter out in the afternoons.
Right now, it's
but
just,
it's just
the worst. It's like...
I pick my kid up from school, and it's basically, like, dark.
Uh-huh. I was driving home, and I'm like, oh, no. It's 5:30, and it's like, I'm not wearing sunglasses anymore. This is scary.
You know, for me, it's what's weird about it is that it throws everything off. Like, in the morning when I'm driving in, the sun comes at me from a slightly different, more annoying angle.
Yeah.
The sunglasses don't just cover it. I got to use both of the shutter things on the top of my car to try to block it, or else it's not enough. It's funny because in the afternoon where I sit now in the office, this is my first time sitting there during this particular time of the day, this time of the year, the sunlight comes straight through the window, straight through a glass pane at the top of my cube desk, whatever, and right into my eyes.
You're like, I'm third eye blind.
I'm like,
not the song.
I'm second eye blind. I'm both eyes blind. I'm sitting there trying to adjust my monitors to see if I can like strategically position one of them to block the light. And, and it's like the same thing driving home, you know, or going to pick up my kid before it gets dark. You know, it's the same thing. The sun's at a weird angle, and it's like, it's just weird how much an hour throws all of that stuff off.
Yeah, it is. It's my favorite thing about daylight savings time, one way or the other, is no one knows why it is. Like, I mean, you have your information sheets, but I'm saying you ask, just go out and do a random poll. 10 Americans. Some will say it's because of farming during the war. Some will say it's so he can save the children and not be... everyone kind of shrugs and goes, I don't know. No one likes it. There's some towns in, like, I think a town in Arizona and one up in Michigan or something like that. Just say, nope, we don't do that. We don't participate. And then they don't. And then they don't adjust.
Yeah, Alaska and Hawaii don't do it. Neither do any of our territories. I'm not sorry. Not Alaska. Arizona.
Yeah.
And Hawaii. Now, Hawaii I can see getting away with. They're far enough away from us that nobody knows what the hell time it is
over
there
Arizona's
anyway.
Arizona's going, nah. We don't do that here.
Yeah,
it's kind
exactly.
of interesting. All right, well, before we get into the real guts of what the heck is daylight savings for, because I know... My man, Promi, always comes prepared. He comes correct. He does his homework where I just kind of shrug and make stuff up in my head. But here's some music. We got a couple new bands coming this way, and we have a couple no surprises here. So,
or one big no surprise.
We'll be right back.
Break! We are leaving!
love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly. Mm-mm-mm.
You first saw him in Enter the Dragon. Now see him as he's never been seen before. Jim Kelly is Black Belt Jones. See him train his own army of girl high jumpers to help penetrate the hideaway of one of the mob's biggest bosses. See him retrieve 25 grand from the mob's own vault, guarded by the toughest hoods in the underworld. See Black Belt Jones join forces with a super chick who's a smash at karate and really means business. Jim Kelly, international karate champ, and Gloria Hendry are a super team in Black Belt Jones from Warner Brothers Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. When you're hit by Black Belt Jones, it's a smash hit.
I gotta tell you something.
Don't get sentimental now, Dad. Save it till we get out of here.
The floor's on fire. See?
We'll be right back. your porn cock. Radling shots nonstop until I see your monkey ass drop. And let your homies know who done it.
All right, that was a new band. Just picked them up. That was the Surfin' Surfers. And the band, the EP I got is Surfers Surf. So basically, it's the Surfin' Surfers Surfer Surf is the complete thing. I played East Link, Red River Rock, Penetration, and The Hearse. Look at that. I could say words this day. That's amazing. This is, what is it? Dublin's only surf band. Yes. So if you are another surf band in Dublin, Gauntlet's been thrown out, bro. No, I'm just kidding.
It has. Let us know.
You know. Let us know and send us your music.
We can play your music, too. But,
but yeah, so they are... This is a new... I got a new little vinyl record here.
I was wondering what that was. I'm like, is that the world's biggest CD sleeve you're holding? Or
no, and it's also a cautionary tale in drunk ordering. I got four of these when I wanted one, but I... So,
yeah, when the eyes are blurry, that digital four can look a little...
wrap your head around that.
Yeah.
But I got it from... now, if I ever meet someone that wants a record, I'll be able to say, here's a record for you. It's Dublin's only surf band. Check them out online. They're, of course, on Facebook. And let them know you heard them here on the Indie Circuit and that you love their music. Because, of course, awesome surf music is always welcome.
And awesome.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
All right, we are back. So now we were talking a little bit about Daylight Savings, and I, of course, added to the same. If you gave me a question on the street, I'd just shrug and go, because we're dumb. So what is the actual reason? Because I see you have paper in hand. And you know the reason.
Well, before we get to the reason, we'll talk a little bit about the history of it. Depending on who you believe, it was either originally proposed by a guy named Gregory Hudson from 1895 or a guy named William Willett from 1905.
So, if you have a time machine, go back and kill those two people.
Yes, and we'll never have it. We probably won't have it.
Nice.
And in both cases, nice. Allegedly, the reason that they thought it would be a good idea would be to give people more time to experience daylight. This isn't. Don't think about it the way we think of it today in terms of, like I'm getting off work and it's dark out. It was overall scope of time from the time you get up in the morning until the time that you basically be going to bed. And again, not assuming you have a 9-to-5 job, but assuming like what the world looks like when you wake up. In other words, this change right now would actually put it to more daylight when you first get up in the morning, because typically, last week before daylight savings time kicked in, you were getting up in the dark at 7 or 6:30 or whatever, and now you're not. So that was what they were thinking of at the time when they said that. And
go ahead. That's flawed though, because I'm in control of when I wake up. If I want to get up, other than your job.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm a cobbler. Okay, I want to go to my cobbler shop. I get up whenever the heck I want to, and then go to that shop. Like, so if I want to see daylight, I just get up when daylight is.
But the deal is people are getting up early before daylight. And that's the thing is,
see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like I can just get up earlier and I still have more daylight. It was, I'm going to get up earlier and, it's pitch black out.
Go cobble some shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought I'd be a cobbler in the old 1800s.
So, and this would have been like the late 1800s, 1800s or the very, very early 1900s. So you're not talking streetlights on every corner. Darkness was darkness.
It was a little different back then.
Yeah.
Probably had to look to where you were walking to because people used to just throw their raw sewage on the ground.
Yeah.
That's the more important when there's no lights and there's poo all over the place. You got to watch where you're walking.
Look. It's what's funny about that is that it was first implemented during World War I by the evil Germans.
It's probably like just to confuse the rest of the world. They're like, we're going to bomb them at 9. Wait, is it 8 or 9? Oh my God, I don't know anymore.
Well, the Germans were the first ones to do it, and the funny thing is that, the two guys I mentioned, George and William, they were both Brits. So it was their enemies in World War I that were actually the first people in the world to actually adopt this idea that they came up with.
I bet you everyone in Germany knew why it was, though. Like, we don't know anything. I bet you every German, citizen, thought it was their obligation to know exactly why that was a thing.
So you've heard rumors, is it, about things like the farmers wanting it, or... Turns out the reason the Germans did it originally was to conserve electricity. because basically they were using less electricity for lighting.
See?
By having more of their waking hours at a time when there was natural light. And during the war, that was considered a plus for them.
Yeah.
We adopted it, you know, not too long after. Exact reasons for why we did it, I could have been because of the war, but I couldn't find any real details on it except for the fact that, you know, those Germans couldn't do something like that and us not, yeah. You know,
we're gonna,
like, we'll show you, we'll do it too.
We're going to keep up with the Germans.
Yeah. which I don't know. I don't know about that, but but here's a question though. So the farming thing, do you think the farmers were the reason we kept it? Do you think they were the ones that were like, hey, we get more farming something or other out of this?
See, that it does have validity, but then I'm also like, look, farmers have an incredibly difficult life.
Yeah.
They never have a vacation, you know. So they're out there from dusk till dawn anyway. You know what I mean? Like, most, not all, but most. So I was like, a farmer's going to be up at 6. If it's light at 6, he's out there. If it's light at 5, he's out there, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to go to some music. And
then we'll find the answer to this.
Oh, my
intriguing
God.
Question.
Is it possible?
What?
No, it isn't.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Could have been a bright sun, it was a shooting star instead. And what I am to you, I have now become. And in the name of greed, the prophet when you bleed. Could have been a bright sun, but was a shooting star instead. They wanted you high. Well, they gave you
Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, Meow.
Sorry.
There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, Meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying Meow?
Am I saying Meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Now, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Meow... I'm going to have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, Meow. That's the law. Not so funny, Meow, is it?
That was Electric Frankenstein. You know, I had their music in the before times, before my computer blew up, because I buy all their stuff on vinyl. Now, when they just recently went to Japan, Electric Frankenstein did, and they had this push on Facebook saying, hey, we need some money for the Japan trip. Here's some stuff we're selling now. You know, and I chipped in and bought a couple albums. They had a split... album, and I got a 45, and I got a Dirty Donnie poster from him because I'm a big Dirty Donnie fan after interviewing him and meeting him, which is sad. He's not coming to Free Play Florida this year.
No,
I was so... Because I wrote him, and he said, no, they didn't have it. I was like, dang it, because I really wanted to meet him again. He was one of the highlights of that entire thing, of Free Play Florida. I really enjoyed his company and kind of liked him as a person,
yeah.
Which is weird. Sometimes you interview somebody, and you're like, well, that was horrible, and you leave, but you have a good interview. We hung out and turned off the microphone and just hung out for another half hour and had some beers and just talked with him. He's like an engaging, really intelligent guy.
Well, you know, you figure he's for what he does, he's a big deal. But like to the rest, to the general public in the world, he's just some guy on the street.
And
so,
that's what he said.
So that's how he gets to be. You know, like yeah. he goes to these places and people idolize him or think he's amazing because they know what he's done. But yeah. You know. The guy in line in front of him at McDonald's has no clue.
Could care less.
Yeah.
All right, so back to Electric Frankenstein. So anyway, I reached out to them and said, hey, can you give me, upload some music for me to play? I'm going to rip the rest of it. I have a laptop or a turntable that goes into the computer, but it's a laborious process. So they shot me an album, so I played for you Electric Frankenstein's. Come on, let me see the words here. The album is Burn Bright, Burn Fast. So I played Burn Bright, Burn Fast. Everybody's Dead Again and Fired Up for Action. I'll probably be grabbing a whole bunch more. Like I said, I'm going to rip some of the albums I have. I have some really great albums from them. And we'll be playing a lot more. They were one of the bands that I lost when the computer went away. And after I ordered it, I was like, why don't I play them anymore? And then I was like, oh, because their music went away when I lost my computer. So reach out. Go on to their Facebook page. They're very active on Facebook. They're a band that's been around forever. They're great. They have an incredibly huge discography. So there's something in there for everyone.
Yes.
You'll be glad you did. Now, anyway, back to our topic du jour. When you had mentioned it was for the daylight to save on electric.
Right.
Now, that's something as Americans, this is going to sound odd. When I was in the other countries, when I was in Japan, when I was in Korea, there's a lot more of a national concern to care about stuff. they had the nuclear reactor meltdown right before I went to Japan up in I'm not even going to say the name of it. Is it Northern Japan?
Look it up. It's still
nobody wants me to say the words of the towns it was in.
It's the only nuclear reactor breach that's happened in the last half decade. Well, in the Soviets.
I know. Yeah. But there was like, please don't use the electric hand dryers, here's some towels. Like, there was little signs out saying, you know, and they were, like I said before, they were growing vines over the windows. Like, they had these little setups to put it over the windows, and the vines actually produced edible fruit or edible vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And the vines were to keep the electric, keep the sun out of the houses to keep the electric lower.
Hmm.
And stuff like, but people did it. And in America, we never talk about that stuff. Like, never comes up into a discussion, you know, like, hey, we should do something good. Everyone's like, nope, we're Americans, up your nose, you know, we're not doing that. You know, it's such a different mentality. Like,
I can think of two reasons for that, though, that actually are potentially plausible and make sense. Mm-hmm. One is the fact that we're such a large nation.
Yeah.
We have such a huge population and we're so diverse that getting a big enough majority of us on the same page about any particular topic is so difficult that getting that national attention, you know, like, you can care about it, your neighbor could give two craps, three doors down somebody might care about it, but it's hard to get enough momentum for that because it's such a melting pot of people from all over the world. And then now,
yet another reason the melting pot was a failure.
And then the other one actually is something that I think kind of falls into our identity as a nation, which is individualism.
Right.
You know, in a lot of Eastern countries in particular, there's a thought that, you know, the greater good or the whole is more important than any one person.
Yeah.
And we, you know, you do things for the whole, but on the converse side of that, the whole also does something for you. You know, it's sort of a give and take, whereas here it's sort of like, you know, individualism, you know, you go out and you make it for yourself. And there's a double edge to that, which is that, you know, in theory, you can go as far as you want in our country. If you try hard enough, if you work hard enough, and if you're lucky enough, nobody's going to necessarily take any of that away from you or say you don't deserve it. On the other hand, if you're lazy or if something bad befalls you, if bad luck, you know, relatives that take your stuff or whatever,
which often
there's not a huge safety net in our country.
Yeah.
So I think part of that is that a lot of people here do kind of have I'm in it for me and mine, because in a way that's
me first and the Gimme Gimmies.
Kind of, in a way.
It's actually a pretty good band.
That's me first and the Gimme Gimmies.
That's the name of a band.
That's,
and I like
awesome.
Them a lot. Yeah. But it's just totally like, yep, that's American sentiment. And I almost kind of identify a lot more with that. I guess I'm a Rube in that way, where I kind of identify more with that one, the nation trying to do I don't even want to preach the subject. Our last election was a perfect example of, like,
I can understand why you don't want to preach it.
The entire world was like, oh no, no, no. And we're like, we don't care what anyone else thinks. I could care less what anyone else in the whole world thinks about anything. And you're kind of like, look, you kind of got to have some world responsibility, but whatever. Hey, whatever. You know, and that's so. But again, let's not talk about that. But go back to.
We gave a giant Cheez-It colored middle finger.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. We don't care about all your concerns. We don't care. We're America. And that's a sad kind of outlook because most other countries do care about the face they put forward. Yeah. Like, they really do. And it's kind of a neat thing to care about the globe. Yeah. But whatever. That's not our style. We're not that. So anyway, back to the original
savings time. Yeah. So were farmers for it or against it? And you were kind of like, I could see either way. And farmers are actually very much against it. They actually lobbied against it and have lobbied over the years against
farmers
it.
Farmers have a lobby?
Well, some of them do. You know, there's a hall. There's some place where they meet.
The tobacco guys. Yeah. The tobacco farmers have a lobby.
And the reason basically is because, like you said, they're out there working whether the sun's up or not.
Yeah, they don't care.
But but there's certain things that are harder for them to do when there isn't sunlight and certain things that are easier. And certain things like precipitation and the water evaporating and stuff. So some of that stuff causes problems for them because when they have people working, those people are going to work their hours regardless. It's not like, okay, daylight savings time's here. I'm going to come in an hour later or I'm going to stay longer. Like, nope, it's time for me to go.
Yeah.
And so the timing of the day when they do certain things like bundling hay, they don't want it to be too moist because, you know,
it has to burn off.
Yeah. It's,
it'll carry
like,
extra weight.
It screws with all that kind of stuff. So it actually makes life harder for them.
See?
The ones that were for it were basically, in the more urban environments, retail and other things like that, when people could be out longer shopping and spending money. And, you know, the big joke about it is that there have been countless studies done now in terms of the whole idea about conserving electricity. They've never really been able to conclude that it actually does save any money any electricity. So why do we have it?
A big shrug.
Yeah.
The entire world goes, I don't know.
Because some people had some ideas at a time when it was impossible to really verify whether it was true or not. Yeah. And now that we kind of can, it's like we've got momentum and everybody seems to hate it. But hell, we have as a nation, we are considered the most politically divided we've been in the last 20 years, which means most young adults have never actually seen the nation as split as it is, which means that getting like Congress to agree on something like what toppings on a pizza are pretty much impossible. So something like this that everybody hates is going to stick around just because nobody can agree on a bill to kill it.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking, okay, now you find me one person in the world that says this is cool. I really love this. And okay, I've never met anyone that didn't just go, this is stupid and I hate it. Why is it still a thing? Like just like you said, like, why can't we just abolish this and make it leave forever? And
because you never hear, like, whenever this comes up every year,
because somebody tax on gun control on the end of the bill and then it gets squashed.
Yeah, pretty much. Twice a year, everybody rails on this, and you never hear anybody talk in defense of it. You never hear anybody in you never see an article. They'll talk a little bit about why it happened,
and they go, "I guess." At the end of every article, goes, "I think." Question mark,
you know, but yeah, you never hear anybody defending it, and yet here we are.
It's almost like sometimes I wish they would like allow. I wish they had a lottery, and one person could stand in front of the Congress and say what the hell they want and leave without any repercussions. Like I wish I could win that and go, look, you losers.
You know what?
If I came in for a year and did nothing. Guess what my boss would do? I want to fire every one of you. I hate you all so much. I want to burn this bill to the ground.
And it just runs on C-SPAN. Not even C-SPAN. It'll be like the presidential address. All the major networks have to carry it. Whatever you say doesn't hold any real power. But like everybody who, you know, like Survivor gets interrupted so that the home audience hears
to what I have to
exactly.
Because they are a joke.
And I mean,
it's an embarrassing joke.
And we got to put a little barrier to entry in it. Maybe you have to write a really short essay to just to enter.
Go through a metal detector.
You have some process. So it's not just like, because you don't want to completely squander that. You want to make sure whoever gets up there.
Is completely insane.
And actually really wanted to. It wasn't just like they did it on a whim. You know,
I see what you're saying.
So there has to be some small piece of friction that just makes it just enough that it's like, okay, you know, like you wanted to do this. This wasn't just a...
Oh man, I think it would be like an hour long tirade of how much I hate.
I would give if I won, I would give you my
You're like, I'm going to defer to the angriest person that's ever walked the earth. Hang on, everyone. This is going to be a pretty funny 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Followed by a Papa John's commercial.
Hope there's a 5-second delay, because somebody with a buzzer is going to need to press a button quite a bit here.
You kind of have to laugh about it, because you're just like, it's laughable in how inept it is, you know? I know this has turned quite political when I don't really care about
it. It's really not, because we're not taking a side necessarily. No, but
there's no reason to. It's all one bag. It's every side is bad.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know. But so basically what you're saying is you can forget ever thinking that daylight savings is going to go away. It's just going to be a minor inconvenience twice a year until you die, where your clock in your car isn't quite right, because God help you trying to figure that out. And then, and then I'll go back to being right. You're like, okay,
It might go away, just not in this climate. And you know, like I said, you know, we're the most politically divided in the last for the last 20 years.
Bad.
Now, the good news about that, though, the positive, the way I see it, is that means that there was a time when we were more politically divided than we are now, or about as. Which means it comes in cycles. So at some point, this will all hopefully die down. we can get some crap done, and then it'll get bad again. You know.
So we can always hope, but. Yeah. I am of little faith, but we'll see where it goes.
Laugh it up, Fuzzball.
Would you sign your own death certificate? You must, before you witness the electrifying night of the living dead and blood and black lace. You must free the theater from responsibility should your heart stop. Paralyzed in fright from the 12 deadly hours of the night of the living dead, where strange, incredulous molecular mutation incites cadavers to arise live from their coffins to devour all human flesh. And the House of Horror, the House of Blood and Black Lace, a chic French fashion salon where 7 breathtaking models will find their hideous, diabolical end. Night of the Living Dead, together with Blood and Black Lace. A terrifying evening with the undead.
It's in your nature to destroy yourselves.
Yeah. Major drag, huh?
And we're going to play the first one of everybody here brought their songs. We've got music from Libido, which with Narita, who's here in the studio, and we've got 2 members of a group called 5678. And this is live. Let's see here. This is going to rock out on us. Gotta wake up a little.
Welcome to a night of total.
Thank you.
can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you!
Alright, you knew it, I knew it, we all knew it. That is the 5678s I played off. The golden hits of the 5678s, Horror Rocker, Saratobu Jojo, and Peter Gunn. Easy for me to say. I am actually meeting up with those guys. I doubt I'll meet with the 5678s, I hope. I wish. But I'm meeting up with the guy who let me play their manager. I'm going to go to the record shop that he works at over in Osaka in a mere 3 weeks. And I will be, talking with them and seeing what I'm going to come back with all kinds of goodies. Whether it costs me or if it's free, I don't care. I'm bringing back a whole bunch of good stuff. And I'm sure he'll let me play it. So, good, good. I think that's it for this week. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. This has been the Indie Circuit. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Promi.
And we'll see you next week with more insightful dumbness.